Let's talk about sex, baby. Remember that song? Sex. What about the song? Sexual healing. Sex isn't a dirty word. Sex, God made sex in the confines of marriage. You know, last week we talked about anger and we're kind of switched. We're on relationships and have been here talking about relationships. And the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. That's what the Bible says. So let's talk about that. In a relationship with a husband and a wife, they now are married and now they've got kids and they got bills and there was behavior that was abusive or there was perhaps infidelity or there was just somebody not being kind. There's a lot of different scenarios that you can paint that damage and cripple marriages. So we want to talk about one of the things that can help that. Last few weeks, we've been talking about conversations going back. If you listen to one of them, I said, let's listen to understand. Listen, understand. Oftentimes we listen to just fire right back at the person, but we need to listen, understand. So now that we're going through that and we start talking and we have conversations, let's talk about how sexual healing helps. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the story, but the husband went into his wife into the bedroom and gave her an aspirin. And she said, I don't have a headache. He said, good, right? So, well, girls, sometimes we know the old jokes like, oh, I have a headache. You can't have a headache every night. The Bible says that our body is not our own, that our body belongs to your husband. Your body belongs to your wife. Wife, your body belongs to your husband. So we need to be kind and considerate and realize that our body, sex is not just something that happens that's a release. It certainly is that, but it also is something that brings intimacy. Into me see. When a man and a woman become one, something very spiritual happens and it causes a lot of healing. And also it causes guys to be nicer to you, ladies, by the if you're like, hey, I'm not talking about manipulation of sex, but oftentimes guys who desire their wives have passion. We're going to talk about that, why they don't desire their wives sometimes. They have passion, they have love, they have consideration that brings the sexual intimacy into relationship that really helps. Now, there's a thing called pornography. You ever heard of it? You know, multiplicities of trillions of dollars every year in pornography. What is happening in the world today is that people trade images for intimacy. Images for intimacy. By the way, I love it when you screenshot this bonus podcast and share it on Instagram. Oftentimes I reshare that because I want more people to know about this. I also like you to write a little, comment and about it and help it grow, to get people, listening to the bonus podcast. So the pornography, what it does is it changes and takes intimacy for images. So now what happens is the guy doesn't need his wife anymore. Because back in the day, we used to pay for pornography. You'd have to go to a 7-Eleven or go to a liquor store and try to put a magazine in your pocket and try to run outside with nobody seeing you. Now, water we pay for and pornography is free. So what's happening is you don't have to get along with your wife because after all, you don't even necessarily like being with your wife anymore because the images have so taken over your mind and it's released serotonin. It's released all kinds of chemicals into your brain and you now you can't even have, I find this all the time, people can't have normal sexual relationships with their husband or wife because they're so overwhelmed with the intimacy issues that they have because they traded it for images, okay? So now this relationship that they have with their significant other seems boring. It's not erotic. It's not arousing. It's unhealthy. So what do we have to do? We have to be honest about it. We got to go, wait a minute. Here's what needs to happen. I have been in a situation to where now I have been looking at pornography and my mind's messed up because our relationship's not right. I need to get this right so you and I can come together. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. So we got to learn to get along during the day so we can get along come nighttime. And so the women need to understand that guys, it's like, guys are so perverted, man. What's the deal? Ever since the beginning of time, God created man and woman, right? He says he made man out of the ground. So he's dirty. It says he formed woman. There's a beauty about him. There's a look about him. There's curvature about him that a man is attracted to. So it's nothing wrong with a guy being attracted to you. That's why I say this to women. Don't tell your husband, I'm ashamed of my body. Turn the lights out. I don't want you to see me. A guy wants to see something naked. Come on. God made these eyeballs be attracted to your body, so you need to be cool with him. If he's cool with you and you're cool with him, let's just do what comes natural. Okay, so my advice to you today would be learn how to get along with each other. And my friend wrote a book, Sex Experiment. His name is Ed, and his wife is Lisa. Ed and Lisa Young. You can just Google it. It's called Sex Experiment. 7 days of sex. Come on, every guy's going to want this book. This preacher actually tells you that if you'll have sex every day for 7 days, you'll be surprised how many problems go away in your marriage. You'll realize that, you know what? At nighttime is not the time that I want to have the kids in the bed. It's not time for us to watch TV. It's not a time for us to go ahead and settle all the scores now that the kids are in bed. Now, when we get in our bed, the bed's made for two things. Come on now. It's made for kissing and it's made for sleeping. So if you're not kissing and you're not sleeping, don't do it in the bed, because now you're setting bad habits in the bed and now you're going to wish you hadn't. What's that lead to? It leads to immorality and infidelity. Now, if you don't meet her needs and you don't meet his needs, because he has needs and she has needs, now the girl at work's going to start talking to him and go, Bob, I don't see how you do it. Bob, you're so smart. Bob, you're so amazing. Bob, I see the way your wife treats you, and man, I think that's terrible. Now Bob's like, man, Brenda, I'm just making these names up. Bob and Brenda, she understands me. Because chemistry happens. I'm going to say it again. Chemistry happens. I've seen people run off with people that were not nearly as attractive as their spouse, but somehow they were blind to how beautiful their spouse was inside and out because of anger and offense. And now they actually went with somebody that I'm like, what a trade down. What were you thinking? Because they really were not grounded in the word. They didn't think church was important. They were scorekeepers. They were demanding. And they're like, well, if you don't do it my way, we're not doing it. Listen, I saw somebody sent me a text not long ago, and it said, never send a man out hungry or something else. Because somewhere out there, there's a girl with a sandwich. Okay. So we got to make sure his needs are met and her needs are met. Men, by the way, are way more physical than women. Women, sex is more in the brain. For guys, it's somewhere else. So we need to say, hang on a minute, I don't need to condemn him for needing it. It is like a physical need. God put it in them. Think about this. If God hadn't made it a lot of fun, guys wouldn't do it. You don't see him trying to fight to take the trash out, do you? No, God made them want to do this, made it feel so good that everybody's like, man, I want to make this happen. So let's just be sure that we're walking in the word, that we're doing what we can, and we're not withholding our body from each other, because what it does is it opens us up for sin and infidelity. And that's why you see 50% of all marriages end in divorce, because 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're just watching kids. You're not communicating. You're not holding hands. In fact, you're not even touching each other. You sit on the couch. He's on his phone. You're on your phone. You're texting somebody. Who knows who's he's texting? So we have to we gotta practice forgiveness. We have to practice sex experiment. So hey, let's try this. I was talking to this Pastor David. Put this on Instagram and just hashtag sex. Put it out there. See who listens to this podcast. I got this pastor, Pastor David, and he says, honey, maybe we should forgive each other. We should love each other. We should make the kids sleep in their own bed, because our bed's for sleeping and for sex. What do you say for the next 7 days, you and I have sex every day? You're like, my gosh, no way. Listen, just think about it. Because you'd be surprised how much healing comes through intimacy with you loving your wife. Breaking that addiction of pornography. And I want to go to say that pornography is real. I remember we had a satellite dish when I was a kid, and I don't know, I was probably 12, 13 years old. And back then they just had these satellite dishes, and there was pornography on these, like the Playboy channels on it and different channels. And I remember one time my dad was just, he watched Cowboys. That's all he ever did. He was a pretty amazing dude. And somehow, we passed this satellite, and all of a sudden I saw these two people having sex. And I was 12 or 13 years old, and as soon as I seen it, I was like, man, I like that. I noted where it was. And then later I found myself going back down and finding that channel again. And something got a hold of my brain through pornography as just a 12, 13-year-old boy. And I'm like, man, I felt bad about it. I knew it was wrong, but something triggered. Serotonin was released. And so many people live under the struggle of pornography their whole life because they didn't deal with the root. They dealt with the fruit. I feel bad about it. Then you think, well, I'm just going to do this forever. No, we got to get to the root of it because nothing's more fun than being with your wife. Nothing's more fun than you cannot trade intimacy for images. Honey, it just don't work that way. The best thing you can do is realize we need to get back in love. We need to have an affair with each other. We need to date each other. And when you get that pipeline clean, you get it right with God. You get it right with her. You stop making sex excuses and you say, wait, we're going to have a sex experiment and we're going to get to the bottom of this today. I promise you, follow these action steps that I'm telling you right now. Tell your wife you're sorry. Tell your husband you're sorry. Have a date night. Don't let the phone drive you crazy. Don't bring up stuff that you want to talk about that's going to ruin the evening. Okay? And then I promise you, the intimacy will come back. The love will come back. The feelings will come back. So try that book again, Sex Experiment by Ed and Lisa Young. If you go to our YouTube channel, Crank Ministries, I've got talks about communication, sex, and money, relationships. And then, of course, I want you to write on the bottom today. Do me a favor. Just write a little review real quick on the bottom. This is helping me reach more people. And then screenshot this podcast. Send it to some friends. Tell people about it. I'll tell you, you might save somebody's marriage. In fact, the marriage you might save might be your own.